It's Friday, October 8th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Bandwidth and cloud growth, and are they in opposition? United Airlines lesson from issuing mandates and the financial hit to bandwidth.com. This is the Business of Tech. First on this story, broadband. The vast majority, 87% of enterprises, are planning to increase their connectivity budget over the next 2 to 3 years. That's according to a recent Quartus study. Why? A desire to increase operational efficiencies and support business requirements. But interestingly, enterprises are unhappy with the public networks too. 63% of enterprises reported reduced productivity and efficiency because of them. They also cited poor customer experiences and security concerns. Then, cloud. European resellers are preparing for a big push in the cloud in the coming year, with 49% preparing now. 73% of resellers are seeing customers accelerate the rate of digital transformation due to the pandemic, and more than half at 51% say the cloud is driving this surge. Why do we care? Even big companies think the broadband providers suck. The article I'm linking to says the bandwidth problem is an opportunity to sell private networks. Okay, sure. For me, I guess I'm more interested in knowing why the marketplace is allowing such lowering performing networks to exist. Embrace of the cloud is the trend, and one would think that the telco providers would be supporting that. They do in marketing, but all the data says they actually suck at implementation and competition is low. It's too capital-intensive a market to expect an easy disruption, however. A private network answer also isn't a good SMB answer, and of note, the gap between the haves and the have-nots just gets wider if allowed to continue. If you're in SMB IT, you should care about the FCC's efforts here. The New York Times covers the decision-making process within United Airlines in regards to vaccine mandates and their decision to implement one. United was an early mover on implementing a mandate, and their workforce is diverse. The racial breakdown of the company roughly matches the U.S. population, and employees range from professionals with advanced degrees to workers who haven't finished high school. Here's the punchline. It's been a success. Out of the 67,000 or so employees, the number who have failed to comply dropped below 240 as of last Friday. And a stat to note out of this, United has received more job applications for open positions than previously, by a significantly higher ratio. For 2,000 flight attendant positions, the company received 20,000 applications. United executives also indicate they've been surprised by the positive feedback, which has far outweighed any criticism. Now, why do we care? So much for the worker shortage, huh? I'm highlighting this story as an example of leadership. United executives saw the problem, tracked the options, were among the first movers to what data was indicating is a popular position, and are benefiting from first mover positioning. That said, you don't have to be among first to take advantage of positioning like this. It's a great soundbite to make this polarizing. The data doesn't say it is, and the market isn't either. A final tidbit this week, following up on that DDoS attack on bandwidth.com. The company notified shareholders to expect its total revenue for the quarter ending September 30th to be reduced by, quote, an amount between $0.5 million and $1.5 million. Bandwidth attributed the projected decline to, quote, lost transaction volume and the potential customer credits related to the attack. The company is reporting their network has been stable since September 29th. Why do we care? This is a data point on this story. Learning about some of the risks associated with phone portability and highlighted earlier this week about the lack of continuity planning as it relates to phones. My question here that I don't have an answer to is if this financial impact is enough to change their approach. Financial incentives matter, so we're tracking the impact on this one. It won't be immediately apparent. Cybersecurity for small business has become overwhelming. Unprecedented threats, escalating rhetoric, and limited resources. None of us can battle alone.
Lean on your community at Calyptic Security. The Calyptic's Community Shield automatically unites small businesses and raises the costs and challenges for cybercriminals by harnessing threat intelligence from our community. If they attack any one of us, everyone gets the benefit with Community Shield. The best part? No added cost. By working together, we will prevail. Learn more at Calyptic.com and tell them Dave sent you.
Thanks for listening. Should be a bonus episode in your feed this weekend. Look for that. Sign up for the Killing It Live episode at killingitlive.com and have a great weekend. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.